Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, how are you doing?
How's South Africa?
Alhamdulillah, always well this side. How's Pakistan?
Pakistan is Pakistan. That's the best answer.
Gee, Alhamdulillah, the weather is good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Well, the weather is always good. Whatever weather Allah sends, it is good. We appreciate it. We got, as the meteorological department said, the winds have changed, and it's blood cool air. So the temperature has dropped the last 24 hours, 48 hours. So Alhamdulillah.
Just a quick question before we move to Dr. Afia Siddiqui and the latest news which we've received, and of course what Mufti Saab told us just a week in advance. Many people tell us that there are still these Falijas in Pakistan, and I know my family's Falijas, they haven't been there since 2011. I've only been there once, in fact. And I must say, when I was there, I was very impressed. People were, my family in the cities, they were taking me around, showing me the houses. And, you know, it wasn't really something fancy, but they just felt they advanced from the village. And I was like, but we've seen much better than this. In not to undermine them or anything, but the village was something that caught my eye. And I couldn't understand, you people are leaving this and I want to move in here. So do you still get, is the village still safe, and is it free from all this Western urination and all of this?
Well, I've never been to a village, okay? The whole time I'm here, I'm in Karachi. But a couple of people that have come to visit me from England and from America who have family here in villages, they said some villages are good, but some are not. some are more Western than the cities.
Okay.
So it depends on the village that you're from. Well, yeah, the same type of cheating and haram behavior and clean shavedness and no namaz and things like this are also prevalent in some villages. Just like the opposite is also in some villages where everyone is together and there's parda and namaz and everything. So it's a mix.
Now moving to this, Mufti Saab, we just got a few minutes, so we just want to sum it up quickly. Last week you told us that what had happened with Joe Genocide's son. It was an interesting analogy, which I haven't heard from anyone else. Alhamdulillah, it made sense. And then today we received this information. I just want to play a small clip so that our people understand what it is. And then I won't play the whole thing, just a minute or two, so people get the idea. Whoever wants it thereafter, we can send it to.
So I've just got back from Afghanistan for my third trip there on behalf of Afia. I have to say thank you to the Afghan government because they've been incredibly receptive, largely because so many of them were our clients in Guantanamo Bay, so they truly understand the world. One thing that we've learned is the United States just lied about what happened to both Afia and her children. So I've lined up witnesses who know where Mariam, the three-year-old child, was when she was forcibly adopted into a Christian family, an American Christian family, on the principle that it's better to be an American Christian than some Pakistani Muslim. 7 years that little girl suffered there. Then we've got evidence, too, of Ahmed, the six-year-old, who is actually an American citizen, too, as well as a Pakistani. The American government took him and put him in a prison in Kabul at age six and told him that henceforth his name is Ihsan Ali. And if he ever says he's Ahmed and he's Afia's son, I'll kill him. Well, we've got evidence of that. Most important, perhaps, I've lined up for eight witnesses so far, but more coming, who saw Afia in the torture prisons. The US, the CIA has lied about that for 20 years now, but we now have evidence that it's true. I also went to Ghazni, which is where the whole crime happened, where Afia got 8 to 6 years in prison. Well, I've got the witnesses who saw what really happened, and far from being what the US presented at trial, what was really going on was actually the ISI had a plot to kill Afia, and the reason they wanted to do that was because Fauzia, bless her, had done so much work to make Afia a household name in Pakistan. The very people who had abducted her in the first place, the henchmen of President Musharraf, were still in power in 2008, so they wanted her killed. So what they did was they put Afia on a bus with her son Ahmed, although the two of them weren't sure who each other were. But on that bus was a Pakistani spy who had a bag of material that he was going to plant on her, and then the Pakistanis were going to call in a suicide tip. They had Ahmed dressed in a coat in the middle of July with four big bits of fruit at the front, made him look like a suicide bomber. Their plan was to call in that this was a suicide bomber outside the Khalid bin Walid mosque, and then the Afghan National Police would come and shoot him. The only reason that didn't happen was because of this wonderful person, Muhammad Ajmal Mohammadi, who I found in Ghazni.
So that's them speaking about this whole thing, and they said they're going to take this case and soon to Richard M. Berman. I saw Richard M. Berman's date of birth. Strangely, he was also born on the 11th of September, 9/11, but of course, 1943. So, Mufti Saab, what makes you, you would say, legitimate to comment on this is you've got US experience and Pakistani experience. So maybe you can enlighten us. Maybe there's something we don't understand in this whole thing. What do you think, Mufti Saab?
Well, one thing that stands out in my mind that I see with this is that the ISI was really behind trying to kill her, trying to kill Asya Siddiqui. And so that explains why the government all these years has been slow in trying to help her get out of jail. Because as most of us know, it's the ISI and the army that runs this country, Pakistan. All right, so they wanted her dead, and they couldn't kill her, but they, at least they got America to put her in jail for 86 years. There's no way that any other government coming after Musharraf is going to be able to take her out of jail that easily, because this is something that they want. They want her there. So that was an eye-opening thing for me from that clip. But yeah, this America, you know, they'll do something like this. They'll railroad somebody. We call it railroading. All right, put him in jail for trumped up charges, and then after 20 years, 30 years, or 40 years, they've been in jail. Then more evidence will come out that that person is innocent, and they'll release the person and apologize. All right, but that's about all you get. You get an apology. Well, you won't get any money, though, and all the time that you've lost. But yeah, it's possible. It makes sense now. It makes sense to me now.
And in case those listeners, because you get different listeners at different times, but if you missed it, what Mufti Saab had mentioned last week, it was about Joe Genocide's son. So he faces, all of a sudden he comes and he pleads guilty. So it looks all too good that, what was pricking his conscience to say that let me come and just plead guilty all of a sudden. So it made sense where it's coming to the end of Joe Genocide's term now. So he will pardon certain people. So the son will also be pardoned then. And then also, to cover this whole thing, we need something as a backup and something to put the smoke screen over, so we have Afia is freed as well. That's what I understood Mufti Saab saying. Is this correct?
Yeah. Also, if he makes an announcement, if they do this quickly, and according to the clip, they want to do it like next week. So that would be before the election. And if it goes before the judge and the judge reverses the decision or what have you, before the November election, then that will help Ms. Harris in her election. Because the Democrats did something. They reversed the wrong that was done for all these years. So that would help her get a few votes, especially of recent votes. As I said to the thing yesterday, 90% of the Muslims in America plan on voting. They don't know who they're going to vote for, but they do plan on voting. And if Biden can give a pardon or this judge can reverse this decision and help Afia come back home, obviously that will affect some Muslims to vote for the Democrats.
Mm. We have more to discuss, but we'll do that tomorrow, inshallah. We appreciate your time. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.